Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, want to welcome those that are joining us now by live streaming, by television, and by radio. If you're listening by radio, you can go to www.theshepherdshouse, and you can find the link there to go to YouTube, to Twitter, and see it there as well as Facebook. Also want to say, for those listening by radio, I just got a letter from HLE Radio. That's the internet radio station that we are on, and I just found out that we are now in 194 out of 195 countries that's in the world. We only lack one more country, being in every country in the world, and that's North Korea. That's the only one left. We got South Korea, but just hadn't got North Korea. And Brother Hunter Logan, he's believing, I'm believing with him, that in 2025 we're going to push on into North Korea also. We'll have every country. It was prophesied years ago from this church. Brother Mike Shrum was preaching. He brought forth a message in tongues, and he interpreted it. And I was sitting right over there. And he turned around and pointed at me and said, "Yea, before the return of Christ, the gospel shall come out from this church and reach the four corners of the earth." Boy, I mean, the Spirit of the Lord ran all over me. It tore me up. I thought, how in the world, out here between two cow pastors in the middle of nowhere, will I ever be able to preach around the world? Only like one country. Amen. So the prophecy's coming forward. Praise God. Amen. Also want to say to those of you that are watching and listening and enjoying this, if you like it, if you go to the grocery store and you like the food, you're going to have to pay for it before you go through the checkout. They won't let you out. If you want to help keep us on the air, there'll be a place later in the television and radio program that the information will be there, so you can send in the contributions that God lays on your heart to help us continue to get the gospel out to this world. All right, in Acts chapter 3, starting in verse number 1, I got some powerful scripture. Is anybody here today need anything from the Lord? Do you need a move of God? Amen. I want to show you some things in the Word of God today, how that God's made this possible. And he's opened up a free channel, not a television channel, but a channel through prayer. Amen. So that you can reach glory and receive the thing that you're needing that's in your life. Amen. And if anybody here has got something that's a dire need, some type of emergency, or something that's really pushing you, amen, you just need to believe that God is on your side. Amen. And push the enemy back. Push doubt back and come to the Lord and receive the goodness of God. Such a mighty God that we serve today. Amen. All right, Acts 3, verse number 1 says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried when they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement and at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look you earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob and the God of our fathers had glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." Luke chapter 11, verse 1. "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, Which of you shall find a friend, shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will arise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. And ye shall, seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" And I won't go to Matthew 7, and it references back to this scripture that Luke went over. Matthew 7:11, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask? Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you once again today, thanking you, Father, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for helping us through the reading of your word. We ask you now, Lord, to anoint me without the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I know that all that is said and done would be void and it would be in vain. But Father, through your power, through your direction, and through your anointing, Lord, I know, God, you're going to give me the strength and the air and the ability, Lord, to preach the things that you've laid upon my heart today. Father, I pray, God, to take me and use me. Father, I pray, God, Lord, to hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that no honor, no praise would come to me in the flesh. But Father, that the name of Jesus might be praised, uplifted, and glorified for now and forevermore. Asking you, Father, Lord, to use us, Lord, and anoint us today. Asking you, Father, to touch every heart of every person, Father, that is here. Touch every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, Lord, that's here, and all that's watching by TV, by listening by radio from around the world. And Father, for those, Lord, Father, Lord, this watching by live streaming, Lord, I pray, God, to touch, bless and move. Father, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to allow us to preach the infallible word of God. We thank you, Lord, for the ones that's here and for all of those that's not having church today because of snow that's tuning us in, Lord, by live streaming. I thank you, Lord, for having each one of them. Lord, join us. We praise you and we thank you, Father, asking you to move, Lord, upon this service today and anoint me, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask these things today in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Appreciate you standing for the reading of the Word of God. The title of the message today is Much More Than What I Asked For. Much More Than What I Asked For. This man was laying here by the gate called Beautiful. Been there for a long time. He was lame from his mother's womb. So his entire life, he'd been used to being crippled and couldn't walk and had to have somebody help him to get there to ask of alms. And when you look up the word alms, it means a gift or a love offering or of food or money to help those that are poor, those that cannot work because of a physical problem that they had. This man had got used to the situation. I'm going to preach to some people today that's got used to a thing, a man that's holding you back in your life, and you've got used to the situation, and you've adapted yourself to go on in the situation that you're in. Isn't it amazing today how that we just calmly or naturally have that ability within us to adapt to the situation that we're in. Now, you can set a trap today and catch a groundhog in that trap, and when you go back, you won't find anything but a foot. How do I know that? Because I done it as a boy growing up. I'd set traps. I thought one time, I'm going to catch a groundhog. No, I just caught his foot. He gnawed that foot off. And went, oh, that's the truth. And they'll do that. They'll gnaw that foot off and they'll go on. They learn to adapt to the situation that they're in. Too many times we learn to adapt to the situation and to get by the best I can and to accept the news that the doctors gave us or to accept the situation that we're in with the mindset, I need to adjust because it's never going to get any better. Oh, let me tell you. Oh, you just don't know the God that I serve today. Amen. You just don't know, amen, what God can do. You may be a Christian, and you may be doing your best to live for the Lord, but you might not have found about the real Jesus today. You may be serving a religious Jesus, amen, where your religion got you up to a certain point, amen, and taught you just to be good and remain faithful, and we just don't know what we're going to have to face. place before we leave this world. I'll just pray for you to have strength and just try to limp on through the situation. I'm here today to say no, no, and no. Amen. There's a God, amen, that owns the universe. Amen. One day he spoke in darkness and said, let there be light. And a big fireball popped up in the middle of the universe that we refer to as the sun now. Amen. To give out light. Amen. He told the sea how far that it could come. Amen. He see divided the land from the sea. Oh, what a God that we serve today. One that can speak. Amen. And bring things forward. And to bring things forth. Jesus turned the water into wine. Amen. He was able to heal the lepers. Amen. He was able, that was nine of them in one place, or ten rather, in one place. Amen. He healed them. One went back to give thanks. The other nine went on to Walmart. Or wherever. They didn't have a Walmart back then. I just said that. Amen. Went on to wherever. Amen. Because they wasn't as thankful for what they got. But that one, amen, they were very thankful and they worshiped him. So this man laid out by the gate, been there many times, asking for alms, thinking that somebody is going to bring me some food. Somebody is going to have compassion on me and give me enough money where I can go buy some food so that I can eat. I've been like this a long time. I'm going to just have to suck it up, buttercup, and take it. You ever hear that? Suck it up, buttercup. Pull up that bottom lip. Sometimes we got to pull that bottom lip up. I don't know about you. I'm tired of pulling my lip up. Amen. I want to see God move. I have seen God move. And I'm believing he's getting ready to move again. Amen. In our lives. So here this man was. Oh, listen. Here come Peter and John. And he got up to where the man was laying. And they thought, he thought, boy, I'm looking on them. I'm going to get something. There's a preacher's coming there. They always got money. Oh, boy. Yeah, you'd be surprised the people out there thinks, boy, the church has got all kinds of money. We just run to, I'll just drink it up and whoremonger it up and do whatever I want to and go to the church and let the preacher and the congregation take care of us. Oh, no, what you need to do is get a relationship with the Lord, start paying your tithes, amen, going to church and serving him, amen, and God will start bringing forth the miracles for you in your life. So Peter saw this man that already adjusted himself. Oh, he was asking for alms, but he was fixing to get a whole lot more. A lot more than what he asked for. He was asking, thinking, if I can get enough money, I can make it through today. I'm hungry. My belly's growling. Oh, but Peter looked at him, amen, and said, silver and gold have I none. He goes, I ain't got no money. But such as I have, that's the anointing of God and the faith that know that God's getting ready to move in your life. Such as I have, give I thee in the name of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And he stuck out that right hand, took him by the hand and pulled him up. And as soon as he did, that man felt strength coming to them ankle bones. Them knees began to pull up and straighten his back. Oh, then he went to leaping and praising God and running everywhere and say, look, I can walk. Been crippled ever since I was a baby. Look at me. I can dance. I can outdance Elvis Presley. Look at here what I can do. Wasn't no Elvis Presley. I just throw that in there. Amen. There's not anything, amen, that we cannot do, amen, through the Lord if we have faith and believe. Jesus constantly told those that followed him, if you believe, you can say unto this mountain, be thou removed. It shall be plucked up and cast into the sea. There's nothing that God cannot do if we put our faith and our trust in him. He taught us how to pray. He taught us to call upon the Lord, to worship him, and to give him honor, and to give him praise. He taught us, amen, to ask, and that we will receive, to seek, and we will find, and to knock, and it shall be opened unto us. The sky is the limit. And the devil wants today to keep you from coming and getting the things that God wants you to have. The devil don't want you to be happy. He don't want you to be healed. He wants you to limp and suffer and be depressed and discouraged. Feel like a failure. Be determined to just roll over and take it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we read about the man in the Word of God. Amen. Hezekiah. Yeah, he was told, set your house in order. You're going to die. You're about to die, man. Set your house in order. He turned his face to the wall, and he prayed. And God sent him a message. I'm giving you 15 more years because you ask. I give you 15 more years because you came and you asked for it. That's the kind of God that we serve. Amen. One that's able to meet the needs that we have. The Lord don't want you to feel broken and beat down. Amen. And overwhelmed and overcome. Now, we're going to get overwhelmed from time to time. We're going to get overcome by things that's going to happen in our lives. But we don't have to stay that way. Amen. If a car runs over your foot, would you knock on the door and say, excuse me, would you mind pulling up a little? Or would you say, no, just go on to Walmart, shop a while, and you can walk next door and get you a steak at the steakhouse and eat, just take your time. I'll be here with my foot under your car. I'm in no hurry because I'm going to adjust to the thoughts that I've got to be here till you get back. I'm causing you to think today, at least anyhow. Or would you say, help! Somebody help me. I don't like this car sitting on my foot and knocking on the door. See, knock and it shall be opened to us. Seek and we shall find. Amen. Ask and we shall receive. I know we're thinking, well, Brother Jimmy, I've heard that preach a whole lot through my life. Yes, and I'm waiting for some of y'all to act on it. I'm waiting for some of y'all to believe it. See, the only thing that's holding you back and holding me back is the faith that I've got or the lack of faith that I have. When we believe, all things are possible unto us. Is that not what the Lord said? Amen. How many knows that God cannot lie? The Word says that. God cannot fail. So have you asked Him? Well, I have. I've asked Him just a little bit. Well, quit asking Him a little bit and go asking Him a whole lot. Amen. The Bible says, amen, to pray without ceasing. Amen. Don't stop. Continue to go to Him. I had back trouble years ago. Bad back trouble. It ran out of my sciatic nerve. Went down my back, down that hip, down that leg, into my foot. I spent 9 months sitting on a stool at the barbecue hut. I couldn't walk no further than here to that wall. You hear me holler. I go to Walmart, and I can tell you where every bench is in Walmart, Glasgow, because I got on every one of them. I get up and start walking, and by the time I got to the end of the seat, it was like, oh, 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 I see another of the Lord. I hope ain't nobody sitting at that other bench up there because I got to sit down. Oh, oh, oh. And I finally got to where I stayed at home and let Jenny go because I didn't want to use me going and just letting everybody hear me holler. Because of the pain. I stood in prayer lines for 9 months. I suffered with that. And finally, the Lord led me to go to Eastern Kentucky, Brother Tommy Bates Church, and I got Brother John Parrish from Eufaula, Oklahoma. At the end of the service, I went up. Jenny had to stay home and work at the barbecue hut. She couldn't go with me. I went by myself that year. And I went up there after service was over. I said, Brother Parrish, have you got a minute? He said, yes, sir, brother. I said, would you lay your hands on me and pray for me? I need to be healed. I'm trying to pastor a church. I'm trying to run a restaurant, and I can't get up off the stool. I've been like this for 9 months. I'm tired of being like this. I've stood in prayer line after prayer line after prayer line to be prayed for. I'm believing today is my day. He said, yes, sir, brother. He laid his hands on me and prayed for me. Nothing happened. I thought, well, where's the zinging and the bells and the earthquake and the wind blowing and the thunder and lightning? Didn't know that happened. I went on hurting, ate lunch, went back to the motel. I got so caught up in the services down there and standing and praising the Lord, I didn't even realize I was doing this in the church service and didn't even realize I was doing it. I'd done been healed and didn't know that I was healed. I come all the way back home. Didn't even realize it till the next day at work. We got all bogged up there, and I got up off that stool. And I said, I'll see if I can fix at least one plate. We're getting so far behind. I went ahead and worked the rest of the evening, running up and down on that concrete. Jenny's washing dishes. And I don't want to worry. I said, have you noticed anything different about me? She said, you ain't been sitting on the stool. I said, no, God's healed me. I'm completely healed. There's no pain. That sciatic nerve, I don't have no pain whatsoever. God has completely healed me. She just grinned real big. I said, I'm going to tell everybody everywhere I go that God's healed me from my back problem. And that's been many years now. There's not anything, amen, that God cannot do. Listen, amen, cancer's a bad thing. I overcome it last year. I'm a cancer survivor. No surgery. No radiation. No treatments. No pills. Nothing except a touch from the Lord. I want to share it again today. I want to get this out. I want it to go out all into all 194 of them countries. I want everybody to hear my testimony of what my Jesus did for me. I went to the doctor, and the doctor run a PSA level on me along with the regular routine every 6 months checkup, and they've done the blood work, and the blood work came back, and he said everything come back good. Your A1C, cholesterol, all this stuff's good. But when the doctor says but, you better brace yourself. He said, but I found something. He said your PSA level is way too high. Real strong indication that you've got prostate cancer, and we need to send you to a urologist specialist. I said, all right. I said, I ain't telling my old family. My boys lost their mother last year, and I'm not going to tell them daddy's got cancer. I can't tell them. I'll just hold this in. So I told one person here in the church, I said, don't you tell the deacons. Don't you tell nobody. This is our secret. You pray at your house, and I'll pray at my house. And we're going to conquer this. We're going to pray every day. We're going to believe God's going to move. So I went to the urologist, and he said, I need to send you for an MRI. So I went for an MRI, and I come back, got the results, and the doctor said, well, I found two spots on your prostate, and said, we need to do a biopsy so we can see what kind of cancer we're dealing with, so that I'll know what kind of treatments to give you and where we need to go henceforth. I said, all right. Still didn't tell nobody. I just went on and preached like I always did. Went to Brother Tommy Bates' church up in Independence, Kentucky. And on the way up there, there's a man called me and said, Brother Jimmy, you don't know me, but I watch you on YouTube. And the Lord told me to give you scripture, and I don't ever do this because you don't know me and I don't know you. But he said for you to read Jeremiah 29:11.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area, and also we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142. too. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible as long as you've got an address and a name so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.